I should introduce myself, Brian O'Donnell, recently arrived from West Virginia, where for many years I've been working for the diocese along with the Council of Churches, helping the poor, care for creation, and now I'm beginning a pastoral existence here at Holy Trinity. It may be the first reading today speaks to some of you. Bad decisions made, resulting in practical and spiritual disaster. The Psalm points toward turn toward the mercy of God, if that's the case. I'd like to take a look at the gospel reading. The centurion I really like. He is like the Apostle Thomas, straight shooter. If you got authority, you got authority. Now, our Lord, I'm sure, planned for his message to go out to all nations, but you see in the Gospels, he's very surprised at how soon Gentiles are responding to his message. The centurion, the Syrophoenician woman, he just hadn't realized just how powerful and attractive this message would be. And I think something we can turn to in times of trial, when we get disappointed with something we've seen in the newspaper about the church, is this wonderful fact that in this century, in principle, Christ's mandate to go and preach to all nations has been fulfilled. You have to go deep into the Amazon rainforest to find someone who hasn't at least heard of Jesus. And so many cultures have responded in such wonderful ways to the message of Christ and have brought the gifts and the insights of their own culture into the life of the church. I think this is something we should really rejoice in, and we should really be aware of as we look around in so many of our American parishes at all the different peoples, not just, as in my youth, people from different parts of Europe, but people from different continents. It's a wonderful testament to the message of Christ, to its efficacy in so many cultures, and to the wonderful gathering of so many nations around the table of the Lord.